Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3360BN. Today's date is May 23rd, 2024, and the title of the episode is When the Riots Begin, the Real Threat to Democracy Will Be Exposed. ILS Approach Looks Good. Let's talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. This Memorial Day, we're dropping something special to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice. The Freedom Collection is launching from May 27th through May 31st. This collection is all about celebrating our freedom and the brave men and women who defended it. We've got limited edition designs and items that scream America and the values we hold close to our heart. But here's the deal. Quantities are limited, so you gotta be quick. In honor of our veterans, a portion of all merchandise will be donated to a veterans charity. Your purchase not only gets you great gear, but it also puts clothes on the back of those who have served our country. It makes me incredibly happy that you guys can be part of this donation to veterans in need. Plus, we've got a special promotion lined up for you. Spend $50, $75, or $125, and you'll receive free gifts as a thank you for your support. Head over to patriotsapparel.shop. Enter your email and phone number, and you'll get early access and special updates. Let's come together to honor our heroes. Sign up now at patriotsapparel.shop and get ready to snag your gear before it's all gone. Stay strong, stay free, and God bless America. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, we can see that they are following the path that Trump and the Patriots knew that they would follow. And they are now pushing war out in Taiwan with China. War is building up near Gaza. We can see out in Ukraine, things are going to ratchet up there. And again, if you know this 16-year plan, you know this is where all of this is headed. And you know that they're going to be using Antifa, they're going to be using the illegals for the riots as we approach the presidential election. And what's very interesting about all this is that when these riots do happen, the people are going to see who the real threat to democracy is. And actually, this is a republic, but let's use their words against them. We're going to see, and the people of this country are going to see, that they're the ones who are a threat to democracy. It will be completely and utterly exposed when these individuals get to the streets and they start to loot, they start to burn, and they make the entire scenario look very, very scary. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have a plan to actually round all these people up. But again, to wake the people up, the people must understand who the real threat is. And yes, as time goes on, what are we seeing? We're seeing more and more people wake up. We're seeing the Black community, the Hispanic community, the Jewish community. We're seeing a lot of the D's come on board. And I do believe this is Trump's plan from the very, very beginning. Get the people on his side. Get them all on his side, because again, this is about the 2024 election. This is about taking back the country. This is about waking the American people up and showing them who the true enemy is. That's what this is all about. And sometimes you need to show people certain things that might scare them, that might make them pissed off, that might make them uncomfortable, but that's the whole point. The whole point is to make them uncomfortable, because if you're comfortable and nothing's happening, would you care? No, you wouldn't. So when you become uncomfortable, when you're in a scary situation, or you see something that you don't like, or you see the country heading in a different direction, that makes you pissed off, that makes you uncomfortable, and what do? You say, enough is enough. And that's what's happening in this country right now. And that's why it had to be done this way. So are we on a good approach right now? Are we heading in the right direction? Absolutely. We are headed in the right direction, and the people will reach the precipice. The people will see the truth of the matter, that the true enemy is right there in D.C. The true enemy is all the prosecutors and all the individuals that Soros and others put into place. Those people are the true enemy. And you can see that Trump's going to be having a rally in the South Bronx. The deep state, they are panicking over this, because once again, the more people that show up to Trump's rally, the more powerful the people get, the more powerful Trump gets, the more power the deep state loses. So every time you see Trump in a different state, in a different city, especially the blue states and the blue cities, that means the people are waking up. That means the people are starting to see it. That means the deep state is losing their power. They are struggling right now. And that's exactly what is happening. And when you lose all your power, you lose the narrative, you lose everything, what do you do next? Well, to cover everything up, you got to start a war. You got to scare the people into going war so nobody knows the crimes that you've committed. Nobody knows exactly what happened. This is how you cover things up. I mean, think about 9/11. The day before, they mentioned that, hey, there was a lot of money missing, $10 million or something like that. And then after 9/11, did anyone ask any questions whatsoever? No, they didn't. So this is why they want a war. Actually, the war is for the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. And the war is to cover up everything that they have done. But Trump, he has the most powerful countermeasure in place. And it's one word. It's peace. So no matter what they try to do, no matter what they try to start, Trump can counter it very, very easily. And I do believe that once people see the war picking up, once people see the chaos, the people are going to demand Trump to negotiate peace. And the only way he can negotiate peace is if he's elected. And I do believe the entire country, maybe we won't have 4-6% of the people, but the entire country, they're going to be behind Trump. And all the power from the deep state is going to completely and utterly disappear. All they'll have left is their talking heads and the high-level people and their foot soldiers on the ground. But the millions and millions and millions of people, they will not have. And this is going to be a major, major problem for the deep state players. And they know it. They understand it. They see it. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about how Soros is having a problem, because a lot of the prosecutors, they're not being reelected into positions. And the FBI just raided the office and businesses of Hinds County District Attorney Jody Owens. The raid, which also targeted several business properties associated with Owens, including Downtown Cigar Company LLC, Downtown Pizza, and local daiquiri bar, raises serious questions about the operation of one of Mississippi's most controversial legal figures, reputedly funded by the far-left billionaire George Soros. And the nature of items seized by the FBI included bags, boxes, printers, and it really hasn't been disclosed exactly what the reason was. But this is very interesting. Owens was elected in 2019 and reelected in 2023. In 2022, he was accused of threatening a man with a gun inside his chief of staff, Samantha Grant's apartment. Owens was accused of having a relationship with Grant. And he, of course, he denied all this, and George Soros funded all this. So you could see that those individuals that he put into place, they are not getting reelected. This person's office and his businesses, they were raided. This is not working out too well for Soros right now. And when the people are looking at this, the people are starting to understand, hey, you know something? These people that were installed, they're not good for our area. They're not good for our city. They're not good for our state. They're not good for our town. We need to get rid of them. And we could see that this is being pushed and the people now are starting to figure it out. That means the people are awake. That means the people are seeing exactly what's going on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, you know, it's pretty bad on the border. When the people are coming across the border, tell you that the border is not secure, that it's wide open, and there's no problem getting across. Bill Malugin put this out and said, a Turkish man who crossed into Jacumba, California, illegally with a group of other Turkish men, told me he paid $10,000 to a cartel and expressed shock at how easy it was to cross the U.S. border with no resistance, telling me Americans should be worried about security and who is crossing. So let's see. The guy who paid the cartel 10 grand crossed the border, said it's really easy, and he's telling everyone that the Americans should be worried. But the resident and Mayorkas is telling us the complete opposite. I mean, really think about this for a second. Charlie Kirk responded to this and said, Turkish man who paid a cartel $10,000 to cross the southern border says he was shocked at how easy it was to enter. Joe Biden should have been impeached for a lot of different reasons, but the border has always been reason number one. A pure dereliction of duty, and we should never forgive him for it. Absolutely. And that's why when you look at the polls and you look at the people are saying, we want a wall, we want a border. Everyone now agrees with Trump. And actually, once we have an event here, more and more people are going to agree, especially with Biden's policies, where what I'm talking about is the policies that help the illegals, that fund the illegals, that give them food, clothing, housing, give them money, because people see that and the people do not see the same government helping our veterans. And the people now can see the difference. Biden put this out. He says, in America, we leave no veteran behind. Tony Schaefer put this out. Lie. Veterans are homeless and don't have shelter or medical care because Soviet Joe Biden has diverted funding and resources from veterans and given them to illegal aliens. Biden has abandoned thousands of veterans. And that's absolutely right. Because think about it. They said they have no money. They can't fix the roads. They can't fix the cities. They can't help the homeless. They can't help the veterans. But as soon as the illegals come in, what did they have? They had all this money. They had places to feed them. They had places to house them. They had the ability to clothe them. They had the ability to pay them each month. I mean, really think about this for a second. This should tell you everything you need to know. And these people, they came into this country illegally. We don't know who they are. And actually, we see Jean-Pierre, she kind of messed up when she was being asked some questions about the border. RNC Research put this out and said, question, Biden has power to take executive action on the border security. So why doesn't he, Jean-Pierre? Why should he have to do it unilaterally? Question, he took unilateral action before to undo Trump's border security. Jean-Pierre, yes, that is true. So the question is, if he can undo everything, he definitely has the power to redo it. Their entire narrative just fell apart. And their entire narrative that it's racist to close the border, it's racist to build a wall, it's all racist. Well, that is the big lie. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, the biggest lie of the last 10 years, perhaps it is this. Trump's border policies are racist. Meanwhile, deporting all illegal aliens is more popular than Trump is. Would you support or oppose a policy of deporting all illegal aliens? Strongly support, 36%. Somewhat support, 18%. You're looking at 54% saying, yes, let's do it. Somewhat opposed is 16. Strongly opposed is 23. That's 39%. So you have 54% of the people saying, yes, we're all on board with this. What do you think is going to happen when there's an event in this country? What do you think is going to happen when the illegals, the invaders of this country, decide that they're going to destroy America from within? Because when the riots begin, who do you think is going to head these riots up? You think it's just going to be Antifa? No, they're going to be working with all the illegals. Why do you think they're bringing in military age men? And the people, they will see this. They will understand this. And as we move down this path, what are people learning? the people are learning that the tyrannical government, the criminal syndicate, they have been involved in censoring we, the people, violating our First Amendment right. They have been involved in bringing in an invading force into this country. They have been involved in violating all our constitutional rights. The people now see the tyrannical government. And now we have the CIA that is actually operating on U.S. soil, which is completely illegal to do. Michael Schellenberger put this out on X. Says Twitter files, CIA. The Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, is the most famous of the 18 U.S. government agencies that comprise the intelligence community of the United States of America. Unlike the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the law strictly prohibits CIA employees or contractors from spying upon or running clandestine operations against American citizens on U.S. soil. But now, a new Twitter file investigation reveals that a member of the board of trustees of the CIA's mission-driven venture capital firm and ostensibly former IC and CIA analysts were involved in a 2021-2022 effort to take over Twitter's content management system. The effort also involved a longtime IC contractor and senior Department of Defense R&D official who spent years developing technologies to detect whistleblowers, inside threats like Edward Snowden and WikiLeaks leakers. The proposed head of the DHS aborted Disinformation Governance Board, Nina Jankowicz, who aided U.S. military and NATO hybrid war operations in Europe. Jim Baker, who as FBI General Counsel helped start the Russiagate hoax, and as Twitter's Deputy General Counsel urged Twitter executives to censor the New York Post story about Hunter Biden. These existing or former IC employees, contractors, or intermediaries weren't satisfied with simply controlling Twitter. They also wanted to use PayPal, Amazon Web Services, and GoDaddy in a totalizing effort to deplatform, demonetize, and excommunicate from the internet entirely those individuals that the IC deems to be a threat. There is so much that we still don't know about the effort. We do not know if officials within the CIA or any other IC organization ran the operation. It is possible that only individuals involved in the effort were the ones we discovered, and none of the individuals involved responded to our request for information except for one. But thousands of pages of Twitter files and documents contained therein paint a clear picture of an organized operation by existing or former IC employees and contractors using well-established IC tradecraft to take control of Twitter's content moderation. Our investigation comes at a moment when governments and intelligence agencies around the world are stepping up their efforts to monitor and censor their citizens. It thus has a large implication for policymakers and the public in Western nations that look to the U.S. as a model for free speech and citizen control of the military. This is a joint public racket investigation. So basically, you can see, let's say the FBI was involved, DHS is involved, and now we have the CIA. Basically, the intelligence agencies, they are part of the criminal syndicate. As we know, the DOJ is part of the criminal syndicate. And these are all unelected individuals that are doing this. So this country is actually being run by a criminal syndicate. And it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Just like it's becoming clearer and clearer something big is going to happen. Because what's very interesting is that the UK, they put out a notice saying that everyone should start to prep just in case there's a flood, there's a fire, or any other type of incident. And supermarkets, they're now worried because they're worried that people are going to panic buy to get the batteries, to get the food, to get the water. So why did they put this information out there all of a sudden? Why are they telling people this is the time to do it? Do they know something's coming? And they told everyone to do it for 3 days. I mean, they've had floods in the UK before. People know this. So why are they so worried about this? I do believe something is on its way. And we know that we're heading towards World War III. We know the deep state is going to try to do something here in this country. And we can see, and not just this country, but probably the world, just like with COVID. And we can see that war is now building. But let's go back a little bit in time, because remember, when we look at Iran now and we look at Gaza, Hamas, Hezbollah, when we look at the Houthis, we can see that Iran is involved in this. This also goes back to Obama. And it looks like, yes, Obama is coming into focus. And I do believe this is on purpose, because as we get closer and closer to the election, we're going to have a change of batter. And I do believe the change of batter is going to be the Obamas. And now you see the narrative being built and the information being released showing that Obama was involved in a shadow government. In March 2018, Obama's former Secretary of State, John Kerry, was caught secretly meeting with Iranian officials to salvage Iran's nuclear weapons program. Kerry was working against the Trump administration to salvage Obama's Iranian nuclear deal that funded terrorism across the Middle East. Obama's former Secretary of State was seen dining with several Iranian regime officials. Around this time, Trump withdrew from the sham Iranian nuclear deal. Trump knew the deal with the Iranian mullahs was not working, and he knew exactly what they had planned. So Kerry reportedly told the Iranian officials to wait out Trump's presidency for more accommodating policies from Democrats. And Kerry knew U.S. dollars sent to Iran in Obama's sham nuclear deal would end up in the hands of terrorists. Now, in March of 2024, House Republicans demanded John Kerry disclose details about the shadow diplomacy with the Iranian regime during the Trump administration, warning that Kerry's actions may have violated the federal Logan Act. Chuck Grassley put this out on X and said, FBI WBs came to me and Senator Johnson with emails showing former Secretary of State John Kerry blocked multiple FBI attempts to arrest dangerous Iranian individuals during Iran nuclear deal negotiations. Obama, Biden, State Department put politics over national security. We made those records public today. It's strange that John Kerry, Obama now, is coming into focus. This is related to the Iranian deal. And just so happens, we have a post 4311, May 24, 2020. And there's a picture of John Kerry meeting the Iranian official. And down below, it says, welcome to the shadow presidency of Barack Hussein Obama. Is Obama now coming in focus? I do believe so. I don't believe this is a coincidence that this information is being released now. Slowly but surely, the information is being dripped out because what is coming? I do believe we're going to see the Obamas front and center, and this information about the Iranian deal, about Uranium One, the spying on Trump, all this information is going to start to drip out, and it's going to get faster and faster and faster. Soon it will be a flood because this is in preparation for the change of batter. Because I do believe in the end, Trump and the Patriots, what do they want? They want the Obamas front and center. They want to show the entire country that this is the conductor of the 16-year plan. Doesn't mean he's the creator of it. He's the conductor of the 16-year plan. And he's treasonous to this country. And I do believe we're going to find out that he was never a citizen in this country. I remember going back in time when Trump said, you know something, prove it. Prove that you're a citizen. And then they had this forged birth certificate. And the person that actually certified it died in a plane crash. The only person to die in a plane crash. Does that seem like a coincidence to everybody? I do believe so. So I do believe we're heading down this path. And I do believe that Nunes kind of signals that, yes, there is going to be a change of batter. Now, before we get to that, what's very interesting is that Blinken says he wants to work with Congress to punish the ICC. Because remember, they want to arrest Netanyahu. But you need to remember something very important. Trump set up an executive order blocking property of certain persons associated with the International Criminal Court, which means the U.S. and all the allies that he pretty much said the ICC has no authority anywhere. The Biden administration, what did they do? They ended the sanctions and visa restrictions against the personnel of the International Criminal Court. So they gave them back the power. Now Blinken says, I want to punish them. Wouldn't it just be really easy just to reinstate Trump's executive order? I mean, really think about it. Is it really that difficult? It's a game that they are playing. And again, you could see with the food that is being brought into Gaza, they know that the terrorists aren't going to actually have it brought to the people. The food will never get there. And this is being done on purpose to piss off the protesters here in this country. Remember, they want them rioting. So when they hear the news, they're going to say, see, look, the food's not getting to where it's supposed to be. It's all set up this way. This is the game that they are playing. And you could see the game is also being played with Russia. They just voted to allow the frozen assets of Russia to be used to fund Ukraine. What do you think Russia's going to do? They're going to be pretty darn angry. So if the United States does it and the EU does it, which they are, the EU is going to be using frozen Russian assets to fund Ukraine's defense. And Russia's going to be going, whoa, this is completely illegal. Actually, that's what they put out on X. Any EU encroachment on Russia assets is illegal and violates the principles of international law. And the EU doesn't care. The United States doesn't care. Why? Because they're trying to start a war. So what's happening? Russia right now is basically seizing all the assets of JP Morgan, Union Credit, Deutsche Bank, and now American Express. So what do you think is going to happen with all of this? This is going to build over time, and it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. This is how the deep state starts a war. And now you see the beginning stages of it all. I mean, when I say war, they're going full out. They want a nuclear war. They're way past, hey, we got to send money to Ukraine just to hold Ukraine in a stable condition. They are now past that part. They're in the next phase where they're now pushing war, and they're going to continue to do this, and they're going to try to make Russia very, very angry and pissed off. They're hoping that something is done that they can use against them. This is how the deep state actually works. Just like what's going on with Taiwan and China now. Remember going back in time, about a year and a half ago, when Trump said he saw World War III, he said China was going to go into Taiwan. Well, all of a sudden, since the new president was inaugurated and he made his little speech about China, all of a sudden, China did what? China launched a punishment drill around Taiwan after the inauguration of the new president. So think about this for a second. The China exercise is called Joint Sword 2024A. They are now surrounding Taiwan from all directions. Indo-Pacific News put this out and said 42 Chinese military aircraft were reported around Taiwan, 28 crossing the median line, 15 Navy ships, 16 Coast Guard ships. Taiwan's military is responding by deploying supersonic Shunfeng 3 anti-ship missile batteries and air defense systems around Taiwan. So I think things are starting to heat up there. And you can just tell by what the Chinese are saying that it doesn't look too good right now. Here's some quotes. Those like Ching Te have betrayed their nation and ancestors. What they have done is simply disgraceful. No matter what gimmicks they play, they will not stop China's complete reunification and Taiwan's return to the embrace of the motherland. All Taiwan independent separatists will see their names written on the wall of shame. So it looks like the war drums are now banging a lot louder out in Taiwan and out in China. We can see the deep state players are pushing something to happen out in Ukraine, and we can see it happening out in the Middle East. So we have these three hotspots right now, and Trump has warned us of this going back quite a while, which means the deep state players, what they're doing is they're pushing forward with their 16-year plan. Trump, the Patriots, they already know this playbook. They already know that they're going to do this. And you can see here in the United States, they're already making a move to draft men, and they want to automate it. Lawmakers move to automate Selective Service Registration for all men. A new plan from House lawmakers would automatically register men for a potential military draft when they hit age 18, avoiding potential legal consequences connected to failing to file the paperwork at the proper time. So the system hasn't been used for the purpose for 52 years, but men who fail to register can face a host of legal consequences, including forfeiture of eligibility for federal programs and possible jail time. But the number of individuals who have skipped registering has increased in recent years, in large part because registration options were removed from the federal student loan process 2 years ago. They had accounted for nearly a quarter of all registrations in prior years. So they want everyone registered automatically. So I just have a couple questions here. If a man is dressed up as a woman, is the person entered into the draft? If a woman is dressed up as a man, is the person entered into the draft. Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Society discovered diets and rich fruits and veggies may actually lower your risk of cancer. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruit and vegetables every day. If not, you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. Will Field of Greens prevent, treat, or cure cancer? Nope. But it's so powerful, it promises that your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. I got 15% off and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22 for your discount. That's promo code X22 at fieldofgreens.com. That is fieldofgreens.com. And Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day. And I want you on this journey with me. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. And I just tried the strawberry lemonade. That is my new favorite flavor. And this product has completely improved my life. So go to fieldofgreens.com or click the link in the description. You know, in certain places, like certain airlines, they ask you what your gender is. And some people say they're gender neutral. So how does that play out? Can people then enter gender neutral? Can they enter that, no, I'm a woman at heart? And this whole automated process is completely not going to work. I mean, if you really think about it, this is what they created. And do you really think that the youth today, do you really think they're going to want to go to war as war approaches? I don't think so. So what happens when they hear about this? What happens when they hear, holy crap, we're going to war, there might be a draft? Do you think the young population, you think they're going to say, you know what, send me to the front lines? Or do you think they're going to say, no, I don't want to go to law. Who's talking about peace? Oh, that guy over there? Oh, I hate him, but you know something? I'd rather have peace. That's how this is going to work. Because when people reach the precipice, all of a sudden, they find the will to change. No matter how much they hate Trump, they hate war more. And these individuals, they are the ones who are going to go to war. Think of all the people that are rioting out there, Antifa. Think about all the people in the college campuses. Think about all the youth who are on the left side. All of these individuals are going to go to war. Do you think they're going to go to war? Do you think that's the track they're going to take? Or are they going to say, you know something, Biden, you people, we're out. We're voting for the guy that's talking about peace. I do believe that's exactly what you're going to see. But we can see the Cyber Command and the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. They signed a binding memorandum this month that carves out a pathway needed to expedite research and development of advanced cyberware technologies in the Department of Defense. The agreement announced by the two Pentagon agencies this week establishes budgets, roles and governance structures needed to swiftly move cyber technologies from the laboratory to the cyber battlefield. Now, the question is, why do they have to expedite this? Is there a cyber attack that's going to come? Do they need to retaliate against these cyber attacks? I do believe they're prepping and they're prepared for all of this. Just like the people need to be prepped and prepared for this ridiculous pandemic that they're pushing right now. And remember, you don't need a bioweapon. They've already told us that this is coming. They're the ones who created it. Is it as bad as they're saying? Will your natural immune system take care of it? Of course it will. Will zinc and ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, will it take care of it? Absolutely. Because we know that this is just another virus. And we can see that the vaccine stocks, they are now shooting up. Why? Because the pandemic is here. But let's just go back a little bit in time. Remember, we had Clinton, that is Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama urging Americans to take the bioweapon. So they said, you have to take it. We're going to end the pandemic. And they told us the science is clear. The vaccines will protect you and those you love from the dangerous and deadly disease. So we urge you to get the vaccine when it's available to you. That's the first step. So they lied to the American people and they were all in on it because they are part of the criminal syndicate. Doesn't matter to Democrat, Republican, they are part of the criminal syndicate. And once again, we could see that the entire bioweapon, the entire virus. What was this for? It was to scare the people. It was for depopulation. It was to keep people sick. And it was used to cheat in the elections to overthrow the United States government. And this is what they have done. So if they did that during 2020, what do you think they're going to do during 2024? Do you think they're going to do nothing? Or do you think they're going to take it to the next level? Because if they lose, it is game over. So they will use everything in their arsenal to stop this. But I do believe this time around, they're not controlling what's going on. Actually, I don't believe they control what was going on before. I think Trump led them down this path so they would cheat in the election. They would overthrow the United States government so he can actually activate the military. This time around, with the military activated, Trump and the Patriots, they are in complete control. But they need the people on their side. They need the people on their side to actually destroy the deep state players for once and for all. Remember, there's an insurgency. Trump is heading up the counterinsurgency. That is what we are witnessing right now. And the counterinsurgency is building and building and building. And by the end, the counterinsurgency will be so much larger than the insurgency that it will succeed. And I do believe this is what Trump has been counting on. But we could see that they're pushing the idea right now that the bird flu is here. The CDC has revealed that the second dairy worker has contracted the bird flu. First, it was Australia. Now we have a Michigan dairy worker. He became infected with the H5N1. Before this, we had an individual in Texas who was experiencing bleeding of the eyes after coming in contact with the cows, saying, oh, he was infected by the bird flu. So now it's spreading from animal to human. And you see the vaccine stocks, they are now skyrocketing. Of course they are. Because what has happened? We have now cases being reported, and they're going to tell you that, hey, by the way, we got a bioweapon for you. How many people are going to take the bioweapon after everything that they have seen? I think the percentage of people is going to be very, very low. And those people that take it, that's absolutely ridiculous. There's already cures out there, natural immunity, vitamin D, zinc, especially if you use ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And we can see that these medications, they take care of viruses. This is why the deep state players, the pharmaceutical companies, never wanted you to know. This is why they hid it. Because if you knew, they could never use a pandemic on you. But now the people know, they understand, they're seeing it right now. Just like they're seeing the crime in all the different cities. They're realizing, you know something, that whole push to defund the police, the whole push that they were, BLM was pushing, the D's were pushing, it doesn't work. But you can see that some of these lawmakers, they're really confused, or they're just following what they're being told. So since there's crime in all these different cities, instead of having police, instead of arresting people and putting them away, the lawmakers, you know what they want to do? They want the business owners to basically close early. Don't stay open too late. Close early. This way you can protect your business. Well, why would the people have to self-censor themselves, actually, if you really think about it? Why do they have to close early? Why don't we have more police? Why don't we put people away? Why? Maybe we should stop releasing the criminals. Why are they saying that the law-abiding citizens, they have to do something? They have to close down. They have to board up. They have to close down. No, that shouldn't happen whatsoever. You know what the people should do in all these cities? Screw the gun laws. Go in, protect yourself, and say, I have the Second Amendment right to do this. Because now this is at it. Now everyone understands why you need a weapon. Because these people, they're not going to protect you. And when the stores are now being robbed when you're not there, and now they're being robbed during the day, then what's the answer? Just close down your business altogether? I think the people now are seeing this, and the people are starting to understand why weapons are so important. Number one, these people are not going to protect you. Number two, we have a tyrannical government that's coming after every single person. If they're coming after Trump like this, oh, they're going to be coming after everyone else. And you can see this as clear as day if you just look at Illinois. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, Democrats in Illinois passed HB 4409, which changes the term offenders to justice-impacted individuals. This change will cost taxpayers thousands of dollars. Democrats continue to downplay crime and cover for criminals. So now, the criminals are going to be justice-impacted individuals. Is anyone going along with this political correctness? They shouldn't anymore. Actually, no one should have in the beginning. It reminds me of the movie and the book, The Giver, where they had precision of speech. Nobody knew anything because they changed all the words around. Killing a baby was called putting a baby to sleep, and they thought that was okay. They thought an elephant was a rhino. When you do this, you make a stupid society in the end. And this is what they're trying to do. Don't go along with it. But you can see the deep state players, they are preparing for riots. How do we know this? Well, Gabrielle Cuccia put this out and said, Tennessee Student Solidarity Network is enrolling students in justice school this summer to teach our youth how to organize and protest. Week one, theories of power. Week two, patriarchal racial capitalism, a history of the development of class society. Week three, success and failures of U.S. movements, the growth of neoliberalism. Week four, organizing conversations and power mapping. Week five, leadership identification. Week six, turning an issue into a campaign. Week seven, case study, wins and failures of the anti-apartheid struggle in South Africa. So they're showing people and they're brainwashing them and preparing them for riots, which I do believe is coming. Because again, the deep state players, they're in trouble. The deep state players will not be able to cheat in the election. And the deep state players, they're going to bring in a change of batter, hoping that this change of batter will be able to have enough votes so they can cheat in the election. And what's very interesting is that the Citizen Press, they put this out and it says the following. Fareed Zakaria delivers bad news to Democrats. It is very unlikely that Biden can win this race. Devin Nunes responded to this and said, will Obama take Biden out before the convention or after? Sounds like Nunes is now signaling that there's going to be a change of batter. Is it going to be before the convention or after the convention? So basically, we can see that everything is being prepped to remove Biden. Now, Biden, again, is stubborn. Doesn't mean he's just going to, bow out. So I do believe if he doesn't bow out, and Trump has already mentioned this, we mentioned this yesterday, they're going to be using the 25th Amendment on Biden. Now, what's very interesting is we can see that the indictments against Trump, it's not working because all you got to do is look at the rallies. You can look at what is happening across this country. Every time Trump goes to a rally or has a rally in all these different areas, especially in the blue areas, he is swarmed by 80 to 100,000 people. Now he's going to have a rally in the South Bronx. And I do believe the deep state, they're going to be panicking like we've never seen before. So if they're panicking and they're seeing this, I do believe they might have to take the next step. And it is a strong possibility that the jurors will find Trump guilty and put him in prison. Think about this for a second. So far, everyone has seen that this trial is one gigantic sham. The people understand this. If people see the jury say, yes, he's guilty, will the people of this country be outraged? I do believe so. Will this empower Trump? I do believe so. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if I was Trump, this would be part of my plan to wake the people up. Yes, you've seen the trial. You've seen all the evidence. Actually, we found the criminals, Cohen. He stole from the Trump organization. But if I was Trump and I really wanted to wake up the people and show the people how the justice system, it goes after the political opponents and how Biden is directing these people and how the judge who is directed by Biden is actually telling the jurors what to do and find Trump guilty, this completes the mission. Can he still run for president? Absolutely. Will he be in jail forever? No, I do believe once he appeals, part of the appeal will be, can he be released until we hear the case, until the appellate court hears the case. And of course, the appeals court will say, okay, this is not a murderer, a drug trafficker, a human trafficker. It's this ridiculous case that the appellate court has been watching going, okay, there's really no case here. So I do believe he will be released if this does happen. And it looks like Mark Levin put this out on X saying it might happen. Juan Merchant will go down in history as one of the most appallingly dishonest and disgraceful judges ever. It is now clear why he was assigned the Bragg case. The fix was in long before the trial began, and he's not done. The jury instructions will be horrendously poisonous. His contempt for the justice system is without parallel. To this day, I don't believe we know the full extent of this man's conflicts and corruption, including the outside influences and communications. Oh, I can just imagine. What we do know is bad enough. The question now is whether there will be at least one honorable, courageous, and patriotic juror who will refuse to participate in the Stalinist Biden sham of all shams and say, no, I cannot and will not go along with this. My country is too important to me to join in killing it. Let's pray so. So there are, I think, two attorneys on the jury pool. Now, once again, are these attorneys going to be looking at this saying, okay, there is no case here. We cannot do this. All we need is one or two, that's fine, to say he is completely innocent. There is no case. Now, would this work to Trump's benefit? Absolutely. It would show that it's a political hit. If he does go to prison, does this work in Trump's benefit? Yes, it shows the full political hit against a political opponent and how they were directed on purpose to put Trump in prison. Because remember, the judge is going to lay out the instructions to the jury. So I do believe this will complete it. But no matter way you look at it, Trump does win. But if I was Trump, I would take it to the next level. Just like when Trump took the mugshot. Just like when Trump was indicted for the first time. Sometimes you got to show the people. Sometimes you need to show the people that you're willing to go to prison for everyone. And you show the people, look how corrupt the system really is. And we can see the corruption with the Jack Smith case. The judge keeps unredacting all this information, and people are now finding out that, hey, they planted it, boxes of classified information. It was a setup. They planned this way before ahead of time. They were going to use deadly force in Mar-a-Lago, hoping to probably kill Trump. And now the people now are seeing this. Trump, he put this out in Truth. He said, deranged Jack Smith, together with his team of political hacks and thugs, were once again caught in a lie in the sham documents case. Far less importance or gravity than Joe Biden's document case, for which he was fully exonerated on the basis of his total incompetence. They said, in effect, that Biden is not capable of defending himself in court, but could nevertheless run for president if he wanted. An exoneration like that, I would not want. The deranged one, Smith, badly wanted to hide his own grave misconduct, but must have been prevented from doing so by an honest and patriotic eyewitness. The corruption of our justice system has to be put to an end, and those responsible, including crooked Joe Biden and those controlling him, have to be held to account. MAGA 2024. And what's very interesting is that we could see that with everything that Jack Smith has done, with everything the DOJ has done, everything that the FBI has done, we can see that as we approach the presidential immunity case, you could see what the Democrats are planning to do. Kyle Griffin put this out, and he's talking about the New York Times article, and it says Samuel Alito, 2 years after flying an upside-down American flag outside his Virginia home, flew at his vacation home an Appeal to Heaven flag, which, like the inverted U.S. flag, was carried by the Capitol rioters on January 6th. It appears to have been flown over the course of several months. So what flag did he fly? Well, it looks like a pine tree, and it says an Appeal to Heaven, and it's not an insurrection flag. And Wokeness explains, the flag is a symbol of American independence flown in 1775 by a George Washington squadron. You don't hate the media enough. And we have the New York Times, the MSNBC. They're all pointing to Alito saying, he needs to be removed. The bias, it's ridiculous. Blumenthal is out there. He's saying Alito is unfit to serve. At a minimum, he must recuse from all Trump cases. Now, the question is, why are they doing this? because the presidential immunity case is coming up. And think about it. Clarence Thomas, conservative. John Roberts, conservative, but I do believe he's compromised. Samuel Alito, conservative. And then we have liberal Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan. Then we have conservative Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett. And then we have liberal Ketanji Brown Jackson. So if they get rid of Alito, it makes it a tie, doesn't it? 4-4. If Roberts is compromised, and there is blackmail, because remember, Roberts, John Roberts, he said no to Obamacare, and then all of a sudden, he changed his mind and said, no, we will do Obamacare. Then I think he left for like 2 weeks. So they must have something on him, and when they want to use it, they use it to change his mind. So I do believe he's compromised, and I do believe their entire strategy is get rid of Alito, have him recuse himself, then the Supreme Court will look 4-4, and then use what they have on Roberts to have him flip, and this way they can get rid of immunity for Trump. I do believe this is their strategy. Now, is it going to work? We'll have to see. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is since it came out that they were going to use deadly force in Mar-a-Lago, we could see right now that the deep state, the fake news, and many others, they're trying to say that this is standard operation procedures. And Julie Kelly asked a question. If lethal force guidance for mal raid is so standard and NBFD, why are we just learning of it now? Why did it take a federal judge to pry it out of the Department of Justice? Why wasn't it released alongside mal search warrant? Why didn't FBI own this form from the start? So the deep state players, the fake news, are all trying to convince everyone that no, this happens all the time. Jackie Henrick put this out and said, FBI searches at President Biden's home also included deadly force policy, which is standard. A person familiar with her investigation confirms that the standard Department of Justice policy statement regarding the use of deadly force was also included. Well, the search warrant, and Julie Kelly responded to this, the search warrant cited in her report, there are no references to armed agents. Search was voluntary and partially delayed because Biden didn't want to relinquish diary entries. Let's see the order. It's funny how they say a person familiar, you know, an anonymous source. Can we just see the entry? We saw it for Trump. Shouldn't we be able to see it with Biden? Now, the question you have to ask, remember, we mentioned 18 U.S. Code 879, where this is a law that anyone that is threatening a former president or a individual that is running for president or vice president and so on and so forth, this is against the law. The FBI has procedures, but it's not law. The law says you cannot do this. So these people came to his house. They were going to use deadly force. This is a threat against a former president, and an individual that is running for president. These people should be automatically arrested. There is no exception for the FBI, police, or anything like that. This is a law. Their procedures do not overrule a law. Period. The end. Trump, he put this out and he said, I've gotten to know so many amazing United States Secret Service agents. It has been my honor to have them protecting me and my family since our historic 2016 victory against beautiful Hillary Clinton. Shockingly, however, crooked Joe Biden's Department of Injustice authorized the use of deadly force in their illegal, unconstitutional, and un-American raid of Mar-a-Lago. And that would include against our great Secret Service, who they thought might be in the line of fire. As I told crooked Joe's DOJ, if they needed anything, all they had to do was ask me. They did not have to illegally and unconstitutionally raid my home and rummage through my family's, including Barron's, private quarters, end these third world witch hunts, and make America great again. And now you can see who the true threat to democracy is. And Trump, he's using this against Biden. Take a listen to what he put out.
I will go and take take Trump out tonight.
We were in high school. I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
The RNC headquarters had to go into lockdown. Just a while earlier this morning, there was a suspicious package delivered.
A suspicious package found near the Republican National Committee headquarters contained two vials of blood.
Hey, want to know one?
They're angry people. They are so angry people.
The Biden administration authorizing the use of deadly force during the FBI's raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in August of 2022.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. About the power we have in our own hands to meet these threats.
And now the people are now seeing who the true threat to democracy really is. And what's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they're already prepping now for the presidential elections and their riots. The USA Today put this out and said, as Trump campaigns, he's spreading QAnon posts anew. Some call that playing with fire. So they're going to start to build the idea that QAnon is dangerous, and there is no QAnon. There's Q, and then there's Anons. And they're going to try to make everyone believe that those people out on the streets are MAGA, QAnon. And eventually what's going to happen, people are going to start to realize that, no, they are not Trump supporters. They are the deep state players. They're going to be dressed up as Trump supporters. But I think in the end, people are going to start to realize that, yeah, this whole thing is Biden. It's Obama. It's the deep state. And people are going to see that, wow, they are the violent ones. They are a threat to democracy. Now, what's very interesting is Nikki Haley, she has revealed who she plans to vote for in November. So Trump became the nominee. Nikki Haley said, okay, now I'm going to vote for Trump. And what's very interesting about this is that they're trying to say that Trump should court her voters. No, Nikki Haley should say, hey, everyone, all you Democrats, you should vote for Trump. But the real question is, why all of a sudden is Nikki Haley doing this? Do you really think that she really wants to vote for Trump? Or is she getting on the Trump train and planning for something out in the future? I do believe she's planning for something out in the future. Trump has already said that she's not going to be the vice president. So is she trying to plan for something maybe in 2028? I do believe so. And the only way to do that is to get on the Trump train because she already sees that he's going to win. Why is Trump going to win? Because he's taking all the voters away from Biden. Think about what's happening out in Israel and Gaza. Wait until there's an event here. Already, Trump is beating Biden by 9 points among New York Jewish voters. Is this working in Biden's favor? Absolutely not. Is it working in Trump's favor? So let's see. He has the Arab vote. He's getting the black vote. He's getting the Hispanic vote. Now he's getting the Jewish vote. Who's winning here? Trump is. And Mary Grace TV put this out and said, fans at Yankee Stadium tonight unraveled a giant banner depicting Trump's mugshot and the words, never surrender. So this comes ahead of Trump's rally in the South Bronx. It's absolutely unbelievable. And Bronx voters are saying that Trump's rally will bring light to the hood. Who's winning here? Trump is. The deep state, they are panicking like we've never seen before. And the last Republican candidate for president to rally in the South Bronx was who? Well, Roger Stone explains. The last Republican candidate for president to campaign in the South Bronx is Ronald Reagan. I was there. He won. Absolutely. Let's go back to a couple of posts here. This is all Deltas, 4318, May 24, 2020. Only when information truth becomes free, uncontrolled, will people awaken to the levers of control placed upon them. Only then will people find the will to change. Only then will people regain control. Let's go to post 4322, May 24, 2020. Down below, it says ILS approach looks good, which means the plan is on schedule. Everything looks good. We are now coming in for a landing. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are in control. Trump is going to all the blue areas, getting all these people on his side. Eventually, the D's will come to his side because they will see what their party is about to do. They're going to have events in this country, and they're going to crash the economy and bring us to war. And when the D's see this and they see what the Democratic Party is doing, they're going to say, we've had enough. Think about the people that have already announced they've had enough that have been Democrats. I do believe this is going to push the rest of them over the edge, and they will say, that's enough. We've had it. We are now with Trump. And again, this is all part of Trump and the Patriots' plan to take the country back. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.